long as it's not in the middle of the sun.
Doesn't bother me.
Huh? Doesn't bother me.
Today was the Yahrzeit of Rav Moshe Shmo Rav David, so we dedicate this shiur in his memory. We learned the Mishnah that distinguishes between a person who brings a get from Chutzal Aretz as opposed to a person who brings a get that was written in where was the get written? When the get, if the get was written in Eretz Yisrael and the Shliach Lahilacha delivers it, then there's no requirement for him to say b'fan anachta, b'fan anachta. He doesn't have to be present when the Sefer wrote the get and when the Eidim signed the get. Only when it's brought from Chutz Lars. So the Mishnah discusses what are the borders of Eretz Yisrael. Vos heis Eretz and vos heis Chutz Lars. And later in the first parak, it's going to be more of a discussion of this. What are the borders of Eretz Yisrael with respect to the mitzvahs of Tlis Boretz? That only in Eretz Yisrael are you obligated to observe the mitzvahs of Trumas and Meisens, Shemitah, the Yovel, and Lekat Shikhot Peah, and Chutz Loretz, Tanah Midi Rabbanon. And some of these mitzvahs apply Midi Rabbanon and Chutz Loretz, but not Minatur. The Mishnah is not really dealing with the din deraisa of the Kedusha Sa'oretz, Benegeit, and the mitzvahs of Tos Boretz. It's talking a different din. Benegeit, the din of Befananechta, Befananechta. So the Mishnah has a Machlokes HaTanoim on one detail regarding the city Aku, to the north of Eretz Israel. The most northern city that's recognized as Eretz Israel is Aku, and that's the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Aku itself, the Tanakhama says, Me Aku Letzofen Baku Kitzofen, that the city Aku to the north is already considered for Chutz Loretz with respect to Befananech, Befananech, and Rameya disagrees, and he says, no, Aku, Eretz Israel, Likitin, with respect to this dinner, Befananech, is considered like a Chelek Eretz Israel. So the Parshat Pshat we already discussed. What's the reason why you have to say Befananech, Befananechtam? So the Gemara gave two reasons. Machlok is between Rabba and Rabba. We started, we'll have to discuss it some more in the course of the weeks that will come. So one reason of the Gemara was that in Chutz Loretz they weren't, the Sofrim were not Medaktik and Ksivas Aget Lushma. So it's not really Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz Loretz. It all depends. Where are they Medaktik? Where are they not Medaktik? So there's Machlok is between Rabba and Hachamim. Are we Chayshid the Sofrim in the city Yaku or not? Sure. That's the machlokes. It's not a question whether Aku had Kedusha Saritz or not. Shaila, to what extent were they medaktik in this detail? In Hilchas Ksivas Aged. According to the other suggestion the Gemara gave, that the concern is that from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, we're not, after the Churban Abayis, we don't have so many people traveling back and forth. So you won't have Edom and Tzuyim L'kaimo. So if the husband will come one fine day, he's going to say that the whole get is the first husband will come, the woman will already be remarried. With the get that the Shliach Lailacha delivered to her. The first husband was going to show up one fine day and is going to say, what's going on? I never authorized the get. And then she's going to say, but here it is. And he'll say, Mizuyif. So how in the world is she going to be able to prove, how can she possibly make Kiyum HaChasimus? There's nobody there who travels from Baibarik to Yerushalayim. So from Chutz Loretz to Eretz Yisrael, it's not Shliach. It's not common. Bizman HaBayis, everybody had to be Ola Regal, so there were people traveling back and forth all the time. But after the Churban HaBayis, nobody traveling anymore, so it's going to be a problem of Kiyum HaShtar. So that's why you have to say B'fananech, B'fananech. So that's what the Tanoim had Machlokes. What about from the city Aku to Yerushalayim? Do you have sufficient travelers back and forth to solve the problem of Kiyum HaGet or not? Sure, so it's a local Machlokes over here. So Tosfos has a comment. Tosfos has the famous comment in the middle of the big fat Tosfos, Ashkelon Kidorum. So in the middle they asked that so what status does Aku have the negeah to Kedusha Saaretz? What about the Mishnah is not talking about Kedusha Saaretz Yisrael. These are the mitzvahs HaKliyas Baretz. But what status does the city Aku have? So the expression used by Rab Meir sounds like Rab Meir Roy Meir Aku Keretz Yisrael Legitin only. It sounds like only with respect to Gitin he disagrees with the Tanakhama. In principle he agrees with the Tanakhama. Aku is really Chutz Loretz. With respect to Gittin, since it's an issue of whether they write Lishmo or not, so here we know in Aku it's close enough to so they do write Lishmo. Or it's an issue of Shayores Mitzuyas, whether you'll have Edom Shtichim Lekaimo. So from Akko to Yerushalayim, they do travel back and forth. But only with respect to this din of Gittin, but basically the Tanakhan is really right, that Akko is really part of Kutzlot. So Tesis Akasha, how can it be? There's a famous Gemara, Tesis quotes right in the middle of this big fat Tesis Ashkelon. It says Ksubis, and it says in parentheses, Daf Kufyud Beis. It says in Ksubis, Kufyud Beis, Rababe have a Menashe keep it the Akko. He used to kiss the stones. Rashi has two pshatim. He used to kiss the stones of the city Akku, because Akku had Kedusha Seretzo. Like we have a minig, we kiss the tefillin. So in Shulchan Aruch, a minig is he kissed the tefillin before he put them away in the tefillin zecha. So it comes from that Gemara, that he kissed the stones, that's one pshat. Rashi has two pshatim, I think, on that Gemara. One pshat, he kissed the trees of Akku, and another pshat, he kissed the stones. That's how we usually assume. That he leaned down on the ground, like they say Rabbi Yudah Levi, when he came to us, so lay down on the ground and he kissed the stone. So the Gemara, what is he kissing the stones of Akku if Akku is Chutz La'aretz? Obviously Akku has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And then there's another Gemara, Beperek Misha Ochzoi, Lekamon Dafayin Vav Amadeis, Taisis quotes from the Gemara, that there used to be Talmidim who would travel from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael to learn, in the, like today, to learn the various yeshivas. And then when they would leave back, they learn a year, 2 years, 3 years, whatever. Then they would travel back to their families in Chutz La'aretz. So the Talmidim and Eretz Yisrael would baglate them a little bit, but they wouldn't go too far with them, because also Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. So they would go up until Akku, and that's all. Akku was Eretz Yisrael, and they wouldn't leave further. So for Tei Sakashi, you have the two Gemaras, the one Gemara in the end of Ksubis, of Kufya Beis. The Rababi kissed the stones of Akku because it had Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and the Gemara and Dafa involved on the base, Lekamon, later in Gitman, involved on the base, that the Gemara says, Ki havi miftiri rabbonan mehadodi. Rabbonan means the Talmidim. When the Talmidim would bazegen zich, when they would say farewell to each other, ba'aku havi miftiri, they would say, mehadodi, they would say goodbye, like haftarah. Haftarah means when you finish off the shachris. That's what Shulchan Aruch. The Russian haftarah means you finish davening.
Seaport. It's what they made the seaport of the period.
Okay.
They had to go by ship.
I mean, they went by boat. That's why they went by boat. Okay, but the Gemara says the reason why, and Afayim Bob says, the Akku having Mifter Madod the Lefisha also lots is marriage to Sadeh Chutz. Like Mark gives that as the reason. Mark doesn't say because of the seaport. Maybe they were traveling on the dry land. Maybe they were going to Bavel.
Before when they came before in the city.
It sounds like in the city.
But I mean,
Akku. Sounds like Akku is Eretz Yisrael. He's kissing the stones of Akku. And in the city Akku, they would have the goodbye party. So it sounds like Akku is Eretz Yisrael. And in our Mishnah, it sounds like they both, all the Tanoim agree, that Akku is Chutz La'aretz. Reb Meir just says, with respect to this din, Fanarechtam is different. And again, to this din, it doesn't really depend on Hilchas Eretz Yisrael versus Hilchas Chutz La'aretz. Zilbas HaTayim, it depends on the reason of Ksiva L'Shma, or the reason of Edim and Tzoyim HaKayim. So Akku carried Tzol of Yit. This is Tesis' famous kash. So they give a teretz in the name of the Rabbeinu Tam, and that sounds a little forced, but then they say, what can we do? As I state the Farish in the Yishami, that Akku was a divided city, half of it was Kedusha Seretz Yisrael, and half was Chutz La'aretz. In other words, in the days of, what do you mean? In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, there was a Kedusha Rishayin, and then there was a Kedusha Shniyah. In the days of Yeshua ben Nun, when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, and then they divided it amongst the Shvatim, there was Kibush Bechiluk for 14 years. So that was the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael, they never really conquered everything that they were supposed to conquer, even in the days of David HaMelech. They never really had all of Eretz Yisrael that's described in the Chumash. But they had a much larger section than they had in the period of the Bayi Sheni. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanaim regarding the Kedusha Rishayna that was created by Yeshua ben Nun and by David, all the conquests that they accomplished during the period. Yeshua ben Nun was before the first Beis Hamikdash. During that period, before the Churban Habayis Rishon, did he say that the Kedusha Rishayna that was accomplished by Yeshua ben Nun, my David HaMelech was Kitchul Asid Lava, they were Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael and remain Kaddish forever? Or should we say no? So the Gemara Paskins, no. The Gemara Paskins says the majority opinion of the Tanoim and Amoraim is, even though there is a minority opinion, that Kedusha was an everlasting Kedusha, that we don't accept. We Paskin the Kedusha in Shayna of Eretz Yisrael was like Kitchul Asid Lava. At the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon, it was Bakum. So when Ezra came back at the beginning of the period of Bayis Sheni, and everybody moved to Yerushalayim, and then they expanded a little further out, further. So they had to be Mekadosh anew all of Eretz Yisrael. They weren't Mekadosh HaYidei Kibush B'Chiluk. They didn't. They had no conquest of. There wasn't even Kibush Yavet. The Gemara calls in the days of David HaMelech conquered Aram Tzova, Surya. So the Gemara later in the first parak in Gitna, another Masechtas talks about that conquest that David HaMelech did. The Gemara calls that a Kibush Yochid. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, whether that Kibush Yochid, why is it called Kibush Yochid, is also a question. What does it mean it was a private conquest? What do you mean private? Okay, that's how Taisus says. Yeah, Chesam and Aleph. The Taisus Kibush Yochid discusses. And the bottom of Chesam and Aleph, there's a Taisus Kibush Yochid, and it says the Taisus belongs to Amad Beis. The printer couldn't fit it in on Amad Beis, so he printed it in Amad Aleph. So it says Shaykh Amad Beis, because the Gemara only begins to use that expression on the top of Amad Beis. That David HaMelech conquered Surya, it was a Kibush Yochid, whatever. So that's one topic. That's the nature of the conquest of Surya, whether that accomplished Kedusha Min HaTorah or only Mid HaRabbanon. That's a Machlokes HaTanaim. We pass in Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, that the Kedusha Surya was only Mid HaRabbanon. That's Sugya and Daf Ches. We're going to discuss. But in the days of the Bayi Sheni, there was no conquest at all. There was no independent Jewish government until the days of the Hashmonaim. They were under the control of the Goyish government. So there was no Kibush at all. There was no Kibush, there was no Chalukah. There was no Chalukah Lashvat, and there was nothing with nothing. And nonetheless, the Rabbanu Shel Olam told them that they should move into Eretz Yisrael, and the moving in was the Mekadosh. How did it work is the question, but that's as I say. They moved into Eretz Yisrael, and that was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael for the second time. That's called the Kedusha Shniyah. The Rambam uses that expression. The Rambam says the Kedusha Rishonim was with Kibush, with conquest. And the Kedusha Shniyah, the Rambam says, in the days of Ezra Nechem was Ayideh Chazokah. What do you mean Chazokah? By moving in. It has nothing to do, I'll be Pashtus with Cheskes Habatim. Shalashonim Lachera has nothing to do with that. And I'll be Pashtus, it has nothing to do with Kinyan Chazokah. When you want to be Koine Karka, so you dig, or you put a fence, Rafak Bapurti, you dig a little bit, or you make a fence around the Karka. No, God are parats. He knocked down a fence, he put up a fence, he locked the door, he opened the door. The Pashtus says it has nothing in common with that Chazokah, nor that Chazokah. This is another Chazokah. A Chazokah over here means by moving in. When they moved in, the Rabbi Shalom said, when you move in, that will accomplish the Kedusha Sarts. So the Gemara says in Yevamos in the first parak, in many places, Harbe Krachim, Kopshu Olam Mitzrayim, there were many cities that were conquered the first time by the Olam Mitzrayim in the days of Yishur Ben Nun, the days of David HaMelech. Eretz Yisrael was much bigger. It was never really the Eretz Yisrael HaShleima as described by the Chumash, but it was much bigger an area that had a Kedusha in the period of the Bayis Rishon than was in the period of the Bayis Sheni. We must have a Krach and Kol Shalom Mitzrayim, below Kol Shalom Govel. In the period when Ezra and Nechemiah moved into Eretz Yisrael, they did not Kovshu. They weren't Kovshu anything. The truth of the matter is they were never Kovshu anything. The Gemara is a little bit Amalitza. It's not so Meduik, but Kovshu Shalom Govel. Means they never even moved in. There wasn't even a chazokah. It was a much smaller area. The Gemara says v'hinichum, and on purpose they left them out from being mekadosh those additional areas. The Gemara says a reason why, historical reason, kedei sheyismechu aleihem aniyim b'shvius, that the aniyim, the shmita is going to be noyeg, so you'll go broke. Shmita will be noyeg. So everything will be hefker. Hardly anything is going to grow during Shnas HaShemitah, and whatever grows is going to be hefker, and everybody can take equally. So the Chachamim said, the Hinichim, they left out the areas further away from Yerushalayim, that they shouldn't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, in order that they should not observe Shemitah there, during the period by Shein, the further areas. They should not observe Shemitah, they should plant and harvest and everything, and they should give Maaseh Aronim. Not they should be happy. Yismuchu means the Chalazim. They should rely on that they're going to get Maaseh Aronim during the Shemitah year. That was what the Gemara says, because the Kedusha Rishon was Batla, and only the Kedusha Shniyah, was only on a smaller area of Eretz Yisrael, and many areas didn't get Kedusha Shniyah. So Taisus quotes the Rishami like this. It's not that Rabbeinu Tam had a kash and he made a shtikal Torah, they were going to divide. The Torah is Yachleku, Aristir. One Gemara says that Akku is Eretz Yisrael, one Gemara says Akku is Chutzlar, so they're going to make Yachleku, compromise. Half and half. He made up it. Does it correspond to reality or not? What happened historically? So he quotes Hazai Shteitni Yerushalmi. We'll get to it in a minute. There's a quote, startling din from the Yerushalmi. Akos take half in and half out. Means the second time is number. The first time in the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. What, they conquered half a city, they didn't conquer the other half. So like Tzachnish Tafin Secha. means the second time, when they were when they moved in and they kept on expanding further. So the Chachamim were deciding which areas they wanted to be Mekadosh, which not. So for some reason unknown to us, they were only Mekadosh the inner part of Aku, and the outer part of Aku they were not Mekadosh. So that's how the Rabbi Natam is Miyashiv this kasha. Other Rishonim say that they're not so inspired with the kasha to begin with. The Ritva and the Ran and the Ramban, other Rishonim say they don't see what's so gefelach. Liyolam, you can say that Aku is takachutzalaretz. Other state in the Mishnah, the only machlekes a man the Tanakama is, with respect to Gittin, maybe it's different. But with respect to really the mitzvah Satuiz Baritz, Aku is takachutzalaretz. It does not produce his heritage itself. But what were the two Gemaras that Tesis quoted? The Gemara about kissing the ground, and the Gemara about that you're not allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael. That doesn't talk about Trumas and Maisa Shmita V'yoy V'lekin Shik Chaper. That's not talking about mitzvah Satuiz Baritz. That's talking about the mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, the Chibas Aretz. It's a Hele Galan. So that's what the Rishonim said. Hele Galan. Whatever was in the Kaddish, Kedusha Rishonim, even though the Kedusha Rishonim was Batla, the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. But then when they moved in the beginning of the Bayis Sheni, they never made a new Kibush V'chiluk. And nonetheless, they rekindled the Kedusha Rishonim just by moving in. That was a special Chiddush. That was a special chiddush. The Yerushalmi derives that. How do you know that you can accomplish kedusha saretz with that kibush v'chiluk? So the Yerushalmi derives that from the pasuk v'hitivcha v'hirbucha mi'avisecha. The pasuk says in the end of the teichacha that when the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the end of the teichacha in the Kukosai, the end of the teichacha in Kisavai ends off with miserable klolos. It just ends off with the teichacha, but the end of the teichacha in the Kukosai ends off and. When you'll do Chayza B'tshuva, then you HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring it back to Eretz Yisrael, then you'll have it better off than your fathers ever had it. What grace of glitten did they have in the period of the Bayis Sheni that they didn't have before? They didn't have anything in the beginning of the Bayis, in the beginning of the period of the Bayis Rishon. They had their armies marching in Yeshua Benun and they conquered the whole land with Nisim and Eflois, Isis and Mavsim. What they have Bayis Sheni, they never had anything. So what kind of a haptocha was never Mekrim, Hitivcha V'hirbucha Mi'avisecha? So it goes on the Gula Shlishis. Hang out there, Achas Kireishis. It's going to come. It didn't happen yet. So the Gemara in Yerushalmi says, no, it even was fulfilled partially in the period of the Bayis Sheni, that in the days of the Yeshua ben Nun, in order to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael for the first time, you had to have sweat and toil and in blood. They didn't have to die, Rahman al-Azman, but they had to have Kibush Achiluk. They had to have Kibush. And the Chaluk HaSaretz was the Gemara Kibush, means that the Kibush was the Mekadosh. In the days of the Bayis Sheni, it wasn't the Mekadosh was not the Kibush, the Mekadosh was rather the Chazakah, just by moving in. So that is what they were told by Nevuah, the Hitivcha V'hirbucha Mi'avisecha, in the method of being Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, they'll have it easier. All they'll have to do is move back into Eretz Yisrael that at one time had a Kedusha Rishonah, and the Kedusha Rishonah evaporated, it was Nizbatla at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon. So it can be rekindled by just moving in. If, let's say, the Israeli army will decide to conquer some new territory that never had a Kedusha Rishonah, so it wouldn't be. Then you're going to have Kibush V'chiluk to endow that area with Kedusha. You have to have Kibush V'chiluk. But whatever area once had a Kedusha Rishonah, and that Kedusha Rishonah was Batla, you shouldn't think that his Batla Mavuta wiped off like it never was. No, it's sort of a latent Kedusha. It's not active, it's not nogeya, it's not mechayv and mitzvah hatluyos baretz until you have people moving in chazake, and the chachamim want to endow it with kedusha. But then when they want that, you don't require all over again kibush v'chiluk. So that's what the Rishonim add on. So there is a latent kedusha. There is something there. Adayin chibasa harishayinu aleha. That's what they said. There still is chibasa Eretz Yisrael. Latent. So that's why it still makes sense to kiss the ground, even though it was never given Kedusha Shniya. Rababa Hava Menashe Kippa Diaku, even if Aku were in Gansen Chutz Laretz. Still makes sense. Any area that once had Kedusha Rishonah, even if they never gave it the Kedusha Shniya. All those, Harbi Krachim, all of those Krachim, Beit Shan, the Gemara, so the Beit Shan sections in the Beit Shan Valley, were never in this Kaddish by Kedusha Shniya. That's how the Gemara says in the first Perek in Chulin, that for years and years they always observed all of the mitzvahs HaKliyos Baaretz in the whole area of the Beit Shan. Until the days of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, And then Rabbeinu HaKadosh decided one fine day, based on a maisi, he saw Rav Meir, he heard Eidus about Rav Meir that he wasn't mafresh tumas and maisis there, so he paskin that certain parts of the Beit Shan area do not have Kedusha Shnir. They wouldn't have Niskadosh. A pocket all around it was Niskadosh, and a little area was not Niskadosh. And the Gemara says, they started to argue with him, how can you change the Pesach HaMekubal for Deiri Deiris, everybody was mafresh? He says, no, that if the Talmud Chacham comes up with a Chiddush, ain't maznichem also, just because for centuries we didn't follow like that, it doesn't mean that you can't change the Pesach. If Rabbeinu HaKadosh worked it out, so that's Talmud. So even the Beit Shan area, which was never Niskadosh B'Kedushin Shnei, Rabbi would kiss that also. Whatever had a Kedusha Rishon, even if it was never given the Kedusha Shniyah, you can kiss that ground, that makes sense. And it makes sense to say, also lots is Meretz Yisrael L'chutz L'Oretz doesn't apply that there either. The aloha of not leaving Eretz Yisrael doesn't really have to do with the observance of mitzvah Satu'iz Barit. It has to do with the holiness of the land. Is it? So even if it only has a latent Kedusha, you also yaitzah the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. If you live in those parts of Eretz Yisrael, if you live in the Beit Shan area where there's no Kedusha Shniyah, you also yaitzah the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael because it has a latent Kedusha. That's how a big group of Rishonim say the farem for this taina of the Rabbin and Tam, that you don't have to be matrik such a Yishuv. True, the Yerushalmi does say Akwa is half in and half out, but they say they don't think that's the teretz to this kasha. Otherwise, it should have been more explicit that that's the teretz. They say that the teretz to the kasha is that when it gets to the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, when it gets to the inyan of Chibas Haaretz, that's a function of Kedusha Rishonim. Even though it doesn't have any Kedusha Shnir, still, Adayin Chibasa HaRishayinu Aleha. What did the Yerushalmi say that the Rabbein Tam quotes? So he quotes, Tosis quotes in the name of the Yerushalmi, a very stunning din. There is a din, if I own an Eved Kenayni, before Lincoln freed the slaves, they used to have Avodim Kenayni. You can have a chutzlo, it's also an Eved Kenani. An Eved Ivri is ain't a noy bizman shein a yogel noy. You can't have an Eved Ivri bizman azir. That's a pasuk the Gemara says. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says in Ezel Neshach, the pasuk says, you can only buy an Eved Ivri at such a time that it can lead up to a Yitzir b'yogel. So bizman shein a yogel noy, so the whole institution of Eved Ivri can't exist. But an Eved Kenani can exist. Bizman azir also, you can have an Eved Kenani. It doesn't have to be an Eved Kenani, doesn't have to be from the Zainum, it's from the Kenani. Other Rabbi, and Eved Kenani is not from the Zaynunus. The Zaynunus is a place of Chayk on the Shomer. It's not Davke, an Eved Agoy. You mow the Tov of the Shem Eved, then it becomes an Eved Kenani. It's Chayv and Mitzvah Kisha. So you can have an Eved Kenani Bizman Azir. So there's a din. If I own an Eved Kenani, and I live in Eretz Yisrael, I'm not allowed to sell Eved Kenani to Chutz Loretz. Why not?
No regulation.
Like I myself, I'm not allowed to. Eved Kenani is Chayv Mitzvahs Kisha. So just like me and my wife, and if we live in Eretz Yisrael, we're not allowed to leave. So Eved Kenani is not allowed to leave. So if I sell my Eved Kenani to America, I live in Eretz Yisrael, I possess an Eved Kenani. I sell him, he should move to New York. What kind of business? That's like a Yoreid. I just made him into a Yoreid. I forced him to leave Eretz Yisrael. Termination. That's one reason. That's one reason why. Because I'm a Vatel, the Eved from the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps there's another reason that I'm moving him away from the from Yishuv, and Eretz Yisrael, they were all the from Yidin, and the Chutz Lo'ed, they weren't so medaktik and mitzvah, so maybe there's another reason, whatever the reason is. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, said that you're not permitted to sell your Eved Kenani to Chutz Lo'ed, and Hamoich Rabda L'Chutz Lo'ed, the Chachamim penalize you, that is Yotza L'Cheiris. You have to buy back the Eved Kenani from the person to whom you sold him. And even if it's going to cost you, I feel out of Sar Badam of a fortune, you have to buy him back, and then you have to set him free. Hadash taking him up. It's a knas min the Rabbanon, you have to set him free. How can they make, someone asked me last night, that's in the middle of a wedding, how can you free the Eved Kenani? The Gemara says, Hamashach Ravda Oiva Be'ese. Like a Gemara later on in Gittin, Hamashach Ravda Oiva Be'ese.
No.
Le'el Man Tavoidu. The Gemara quotes the Machlek Zev Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel Hadarit Pshat. Rabbi Shmuel says, Le'el Man Tavoidu means if you want to, it's a rishus. If you want to, you can keep him forever. You don't have to free him at Sheish. You don't have to free him at Yoivul. You don't have to free him if you don't want to. But we don't pass like that. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. Le'el Man Tavoidu is Chayvah. That you're not allowed to free an Eved Kenani. It's an Isur to free an Eved Kenani. So how can the Chachamim, what do you mean? They penalized me. I did an Aveira. Amecher Avda the Chutzbaritz. I did an Aveira. So Konsimoso, to buy him back and then to set him free. They penalized me. I should be Mechal Shabbos. I should eat Treifus. What do you mean? So Lachar Aveira? What do you mean Hefke Bez Nefke? So that's what I said. That's what I answered. I thought it means like this. There is a din of Hefke Bez Nefke. So I thought what it means is like this. A person who owns, we know from Gemara later, a person who owns an Eved Kenayni has a double kinyan in the Eved. That's how we usually say. The Lashon is that the Rishonim uses, there's a kinyan Mammon and there's a kinyan Issa. I own the Eved Kenayni Kishori Bahamori, just like I own a Behema. The Gemara has a lotion like that. I own an Eved Kenayni like a Hamor, like a Shor Bahamor. It doesn't mean I don't have a right to kill the Eved Kenayni. It's an Issa Loisirtzach. I'm Chayav Nisa if I kill an Eved Kenayni. The din of Yom HaYomayim, a special din. But it does mean in that sense. But it means just like I possess my Shor Bahamor, I have a right to make it work for me within reason. You're not allowed to torture your Shor Bahamor either, there's a din of Tzabal Chayav. So you're not allowed to torture David Knani either, but it means that legally I own the Shavah Hamor. I have a right to make it work for me, so I have a right to have the David Knani do work for me. That's in Dini Mammonis. There's a Kenyan Mammon. And then also we declare that there's a Kenyan Issa, that a Jew who owns an David Knani is considered the Baal HaEved with respect to Issa the Heter as well. What exactly does that mean? So one din is Lamashal, if I'm a Koyan, and I have an David Knani, just like I'm permitted to eat Shulma, the David Knani is also permitted to eat Shulma. If I own an Eved Ivri, so the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that the Eved Ivri of the coin is not allowed to eat from. Only the Eved Kenayni of the coin is allowed to eat from. Yeah. There's another din the Gemara has. If my Eved Kenayni wants to eat Korban Pesach, he's supposed to eat Korban Pesach, he may not become a Munna on the Korban Pesach without the clearance, without the authorization of his Adon. My Eved Ivri doesn't have to ask me permission where he's going to eat the Korban Pesach. But the Eved Kenayni is a din, I am his balabas, when he gets to Issa the Heter also, not just when he gets to Dini Mammonis. No, not an oral, no. If he's Gemalt, Mol Betovo, L'Shem Eved Kenayni. Mol Betovo, yeah, if he's not Gemalt yet, L'Shem Eved Kenayni, still a Goy Gomer, that's not called an Eved Kenayni. Eved Kenayni means Mol Betovo, Gerus. Mol Betovo, L'Shem Gerus. And it's Chayvim Mitzvah Kisha, right, that's what it means in Eved Kenayni. So if I own an Eved Kenayni, I have what the Rishonim call a double kinyan. I have a kinyan mammon, and I have a kinyan issa. The kinyan mammon that I own him kishor v'chamori, I can make him work for me within reason. Can't make him work meshuga 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, but within reason I can make him work. And then I have a kinyan issa also that affects his life in the area of issa behet. He's not permitted to marry a Yisraelis. He can only marry shivah chaktan. He's only chayv mitzvahs kisha. He has certain different dinim. So the klal of hefker bezn hefker, here the bezn penalizes me. I wasn't allowed to sell my Eved Kenayni to chutzlar. So they punish me. How do they punish me? Hefker bezn hefker, they're mafkir, the kinyan mammon that I have on the Eved Kenayni. I still have a kinyan issa on the Eved Kenayni. So with you can't be mafkir a kinyan issa. That's what the Rishonim say. Hefker only takes effect on mammonis. Let's say a man is married, and he says he's mafkir his wife. So you're going to say the wife doesn't need a get. That's the Ramban's mashal. The wife doesn't need a get. He says his mafkir his wife. No. Even if you say that a husband, there's a question, there's a debate in the Rishonim and the Achronim whether the husband even has a kinyan issa in his wife. That's also a debate in Achronim and Rishonim and Amoraim. There are Amoraim also about this. And Yerushalmi, whether a husband has even a kinyan issa in his wife. But even if he certainly doesn't have a kinyan mammon in his wife. Not Menatah, not the Rabban doesn't possess his wife. Machlek is whether he even owns his wife with respect to Isurim. The din of Eishes Isha Zin, so is that because the husband owns the wife or because she's married? Well, he doesn't have a Kenyan Issa on the wife. That's a Shaila. So even if one should assume he has a Kenyan Issa, so the Ramban says, but he can't be Mafke that Kenyan Issa. Hefke doesn't take effect on the Kenyan Issa. It only makes sense on Kenyan Mori. So here, if the Bezin wants to penalize me, I violated the din, I sold my Yavah Kanani to Chutzlot. So the Bezin penalizes me for doing that. So they declare that they're mafke my kinyan mammon that I have on the Eved Kenayni. I still retain the kinyan iser on the Eved Kenayni, for which purposes I have to buy him back from the goy and I have to give him a shtar shicha now. Without me giving him the shtar shicha, that a blayd man on Eved Kenayni liyor nevod, he'll never become chay v'mitzvahs regular. I have to give him a shtar shicha to cancel that special status of the kinyan iser, that special status of Eved Kenayni. But I no longer have the kinyan mammon. So the pashtus is, once you no longer have the kinyan mammon, and you no longer have the right to force the Eved to work for you, The right to force them to work is based on the king of Makkah. So how can you say le'olam en tavoidu? How can you say, what, there's an isur to give a shtar shichu to an eved who only has, he's not working for me anyway. He's retired anyway. What, the only thing? So I only have a kinyan isur. So there's an isur of le'olam en tavoidu ha'mashach rav done that. No. The Pashtus says, the element of Avodah means if you have a Kinyan Mammon, you're not allowed to release that Kinyan Mammon. You have to hold on to it and make him work for you, if you need it, not to make him work for no purpose whatsoever. For nothing means to you have to retain the right to make the Eved work for you. But if you don't even have that right, the Chacham already took it away. Why not say the Beznes over? Say the Beznes over on the element of Avodah. But they don't own the Eved tonight. They have the right to be mafke his mammon. That's a tricky din, hefke bez nefke. They have a right to be mafke yenim's geld. They can be mafke the kinyan mammon that I have in my evit money. But they're not the bailam on the evit that you should say. So the kinyan mammon, that hefke? I used to own an evit kinyani. I used to have a double kinyan, kinyan mammon, kinyan is. Then I did an avera. I sold the evit to America. So I lived in Eretz, so I sold them to Chutzla. So I wasn't allowed to do that. So the Chacham penalized me, and they said, number one, I have to get him back. I have to retrieve him, even if it's going to cost me a fortune, more than just giving back to the person the amount of money that he gave me, even if it'll cost me more. And then number two, and after that, Knas number two is, I have to free the Eved now. So how can they make me free the Eved? So I think the Pashtus is like you said. They do it in two steps. They make a Hefke Bezna Hefke, they were Mafke, my Kinyan Mammon. So Ois Kinyan Mammon, all I have is a Kinyan Issa. Just to be Meshachet the Kinyan Issa, I don't think that's an Issa of Le'olam Tavoida. So Litnish Neveta, Le'olam Tavoida means you have to maintain your right to force the Eved to work for you forever. But if you can't force him to work anyway, isn't it? So the Yerushalmi has a fascinating comment that the Rabbi Natam quotes to prove his point, that Aku was split city, half the half that was towards the inner part of Eretz Yisrael had Kedushas Haaretz, and the half that was further north did not have Kedushas Haaretz. So Yerushalmi says, if you live in Yerushalayim and you sell your Eved Kenani to a religious Jew, Lamazon, who lives in the part of Aku that's Dino Keretz Yisrael, the Shen Yotzel Lachemus. Even though it's Dino Keretz Yisrael. And if you live in that part of Eretz, if you live in that half of Aku, if you live in that half of Aku that has Kedusha Seretz, the inside half, and you sell to the other half, also goes Lachemus. Also goes Lacheres. Manavshach, what is it? Manavshach. If you sell from Yerushalayim to the inner half of Aku, he goes Lacheres. What are you saying? That the inner half of Aku is Chutz Lorenz. So when you sell from that half of Aku to the other half, it's like selling from New York to Boston. So what's that, Vera? Say three Madregas. So what is that? So that's obviously what the Rabbi Natam understood means like this. Originally, in the days of Yeshua ben Nun, Dovid HaMelech, somewhere back there in the everything had kedusha, all over, everything had kedusha. But then, in the days of the Bai Sheni, they were only mekadosh al yedei chazakeh, so they were only mekadosh the lower part, the inner half of Aku, and the further part not. So, if you sell from the inner half to the outer half, then you're selling amecher avdam eretz yisrael v'chutz laaretz. That's the real isa. But even if you sell from Yerushalayim to the inner half of Aku, it's also an Isser. It's not the Isser of really selling to Chutz Laretz, but still, it's far away from the Yishuv. So that's also an Isser. It's far away from the Frumi Yidin. All the Frumi Yidin were in Yerushalayim. So that, there's another din, Hamecher Avdel Goy. You're not allowed to sell an Eved Kenani to a Goy, because the Eved Kenani has to observe Shabbos and Kashrus. And Taurus HaMishpoche can't live with a Shiksa. He can live with a Shivcha Kleinis. But he can't live with a Shiksa. So if I'm going to sell an Eved Kenani to a Goy, he's going to remain an Eved Kenani. So how is he going to keep kosher by the Goy? How is he going to keep Taurus HaMishpoche? He has to have a Shivcha Kleinis. Where? The Goy's going to give him a kosher kitchen and everything. So there's also such a penalty. If you sell your Eved Kenani and you put him into a predicament where you make it difficult for him to observe mitzvahs, they penalize you there too. You have to go, be paid to him, buy him back, I feel out, I saw the gum, spend 10 times as much. And then after you free him, then after you get him back, after you retrieve him, then you have to go free him again. So here also, Hamecher Avdo from Yerushalayim to the inner part of Aku is like selling him to a goy. You're making it very hard for him to keep the mitzvahs, because even the inner part of Aku, that strictly speaking has the status of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, but it was so far from the Frumah Yidin. It's like moving out from New York City, from Queens, from Borough Park, from Flatbush, whatever, to somewhere in Arizona or something where there's no Minyan, there's no Kriyas HaTorah, there's no Shofar, there's no Megillah, there's no one else. So how's he going to keep Mitzvahs HaTorah? So there are two Isurim over here. At Yisrael from Yerushalayim to the inner part of Akum, that's like Mechar Avdol Akum. They're making it difficult for him to keep the mitzvahs there, even though it is an Eretz Yisrael, making it difficult to keep mitzvahs. And if Yisrael from the inner part of Akum to the outer part of Akum, that's Mechar Avdol Chutzlatz. So that's what the Rabbeinu Tam quotes. You see from Yerushalayim that there are two parts of Akum. The inner part had Kedusha Saras, and the outer part was not in Kaddish Kedusha Saras. That's the famous Taisus.
Well, maybe you get it from the inner or from the outer.
According to the Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, the Rabbeinu Tam never spells it out, but the other Rishonim spell it out. The Machlekes Rav Meir and HaChachamim in the Mishnah is on the outer part of Akku, right? On the outer part of Akku. So the Tanakhama says it depends on the borders of Eretz Yisrael. The inner part of Akku is Eretz Yisrael, and the outer part of Akku is Kechutz Lords. Ramei Raymond, no, even the outer part of Akku is Keretz Yisrael with respect to Gittin. Since one half of the city is part of Eretz Yisrael, the inner half is Eretz Yisrael. And we say they are Talmid HaChamim, they do write Lishma there. And we say that there is traveling. See, even the other half of the city, that's what Ramei Tain is. How can you split the city in half when you get to Befana Nechta? Yeah, that's how the Rishonim add on to Rabbeinu Tam. He never finished, the Rabbeinu Tam never finished over here.
According to your husband, whether it was a shifter or without a shtar, according to the shifter, that this is not enough to free him from the Kenyan Israel. Then, as a result of that, the island of Hemtavoyde would not apply. Yeah.
If what?
If you don't have there was a shifter or without a shtar, and there is a shifter that a shifter without a shtar does not release him from the Kenyan Israel. Only from
how
would
there be a shifter without a shtar? I mean, Hefker.
Yeah.
Hefker,
or
yeah.
Somebody gave the money. Somebody paid the money.
Okay.
So there is one shifter, the Machlokes, in the Gemara.
You still need a shtar shichra to free the king in Israel.
In the meantime, he was only freed from the Kenyan Mumen, not from the Kenyan Israel.
Right.
So according to your husband, that would mean that the Israel of Lailam Barim Tavoyta would not apply.
And the next step it won't apply. The first step was already the violation.
Yeah.
When he was Mafke the Yevid, or when he took the money, that was the Avera. Here it was Hefke Bezna. Hefke Bezna did it. So Bezna, you can't say Bezna is Avera. It's not their Yevid.
Yeah.
You can't say that the Bailam is Avera. He didn't do anything.
Yeah.
So here, Bezna was Mafke my Yevid, so they're not over, and I'm not over, so no one's over the Issa. But in the other case, the owner of the Yevid himself is Mafke the Yevid. So the Hafkor of the Yevid, the Heist joined the Avera. That's already the Avera. Giving the shtar shichra later, that's takanat on avera. But being mafka the yevid, or taking the money to cancel the kinyan mammon, that's the violation of leilam ben tavoid.
You wouldn't be bound by the leilam ben tavoid anymore.
Now there's no added avera to complete it. The avera was shein abgitan when he freed the kinyan mammon the first time. Yeah, he was already over the avera. That's a famous thesis. Okay. The bottom tesis on this daf is also a very famous tesis, but it's very complicated. So I'm not gonna learn it tonight. We'll have to hold off for that. But you gotta know an awful lot of Gemaras for that. Okay, let's do a little bit. We haven't really learned too much on that base, so let's do a little bit. Nachamal, the Mishnah says the shaliach lahaylocha, the husband. If the husband gives a get in person, even a chutzlach, he doesn't have to say b'fana nechta b'fana nechta. That's beferish. Only if the husband sends a shliach lahaylocha. And the shliach la'ilocha delivers the get, so then the shliach la'ilocha has to be present when the sefer was writing it l'shma, when the Adam signed it l'shma, and before he's about to deliver the get, he has to say b'fan erech and b'fan erech. So the Gemara has the discussion, what's the reason for the takanas hachamim? So we went through rabba, the two reasons, fine. And then the Gemara has on Amid Beis, frek the Gemara akasha. My benai, we'll leave that out also for a while. Let's see, on the fifth line from the top. Frag the Gemara, Ule Rabba the Omar. Gemara's going to ask one by one, both on Rabba and on Rabba. Frag the Gemara, Ule Rabba the Omar, Lefishem Bekim Lushmo. According to Rabba, who says that we're concerned that in Chutz Laretz, they're not so learned, they're not so medactic about writing a get Lushmo. If a get is not written Lushmo, it's Pasam and Atayra. So they're not so makbid about that. So the Gemara affects if you really have a Shaila, whether the get was written Lushmo. So how can you accept the testimony of an Eid Echad The shliach loyloch is only one man. It's only one person. Frag the gemara leboy trei. Why shouldn't I require to wait the midah to have ya kolay doya shabbater kolay terukula? The halacha says, apishnai made him yafim dov. You always need two witnesses. After the gemara, no problem. When do you say you need two witnesses? That's indeed in the fashas. That's indeed in mominus. But this is the chisur. Mashallah, whether the get is written shma, is eidecho nem on the yisur. Then the gemara is going to check, but what kind of eidecho nem yisur? No, it's a double should be ever here. You're discussing whether the get was written shma or not the shma. That should constitute a double should be ever, which also needs two eid. You really only have two psukim in the chumash. There's one pasuk that says, al pishnai meidim, al pishlosh eidim, yumas hameis. And one pasuk says, al pishnei edim, al pishlo shedim, yakum dova. So Yumas HaMeis goes on Ephoshes. Yumas HaMeis. Yakum dova goes on Mominus. The Mishneh Makkah says, al pishnei edim, al shlo shedim, yakum dova goes on Mominus. How do you know there's no third pasuk for dova should be yerva? Dova should be yerva heis. You're discussing whether the woman is an Eishes Ish or she's not an Eishes Ish. Did the husband divorce her? Was the get written a Shema? Is the husband still alive? Did the husband die? Was anybody Mekadosh her? Maybe she's single, maybe somebody was Mekadosha. Whenever you discuss whether the woman is married or single, that's called Dabba Shabiyah. We'll have to get into the different opinions as to what's the definition. But that's the simplest definition. What's called Dabba Shabiyah? So Dabba Shabiyah also requires to wait. Where does it say there's no pasuk? So the Gemara has at the end of the Masechta, although there's no pasuk explicitly, but there's a Gzera Shava. It says, Kimotza ba ervas davar. And here it says, the word davar, apishneidim, apishloshaidim, yokum davar, mominis. So we learn Gzera Shava, davar, davar, mi momin. Just like by mominis it says two or three witnesses, so to by davar should be erv, you need two or three witnesses. That's a Gemara mamish at the end of the Masechta. We discussed it already. Oh, yeah. I forgot. On Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, the Gemara has it that you learn how Dava Dava Mimam. Okay. So there are three areas of halacha where you need. There are four categories. When someone comes to testify, you have to label what category is he testifying about. Is he testifying on Dili Nefashas, on Dili Maminis, on Dava Shadiyeva, or on Isurim? These are the four categories in Hilchas Nemanis. So if it's Dili Nefashas, or Dili Maminis, or Dava Shadiyeva, then you need two kosher aid. And if it's Isurim, then Erechanem and Isurim. So the Gemara first the Gemara asked, why does she need to aid him? We know that in Kol HaTorah you need to aid him. Well, so it's not true. Only in three areas you need to aid him. In the fourth area of Isurim, you don't need to aid him. Here it's Erechanem and Isurim. So the Gemara says, what kind of Isurim? But you're discussing whether the get was written Shema or not. That's an issue of Dov Shabiyavi. So Dov Shabiyavi should need to aid him. The Gemara is going to give an answer. Maybe we'll talk to go through the answer. We're going to go through this again. This is just an outline of what's happening.
The get has two edim. It's two edim sign.
The two edim sign, but we don't know whether the whole thing was written l'shma shalom l'shma. Could be that it was written shalom l'shma.
Edim could have signed if it was written shalom l'shma.
They're not supposed to.
Right, the phone next up.
That's why they no. It could be the sefer wrote it l'shma without tzivui habal. Let's say we gave the mashal. The Sefer lives in a little village and he has 25 Jewish families and has nothing to do all day long. So he writes Belit Tzivui Habal. If he sits and he writes a get for everybody, so then that's considered Shalom Lishma. So let's say he wants to do such a good job, he wants to prepare gittin for all of the 25 Jewish couples in town, so he even gets witnesses to sign them. But nothing is given over yet. So in case any man will want to divorce his wife, then the Edim who signed it will hold on to the get, and then they'll give it to the husband and say, here, if you want, you can divorce your wife with this get. So that's called Shalal Lishma. The Ksiva was Shalal Lishma because the husband never authorized, and the Chasima was Shalal Lishma because the husband never authorized. So that's what this Shaliach Lailoch has to testify, before Anechtim, that I know that it was written and signed Lishma. So that's the Gemara's Kasha over here, Nochama. This is not a dechad nam and bisurim. This should be considered a davar should be erva, which should need to ascertain whether the get was written shmo as an issue of davar should be erva. You should need two witnesses. So how come you believe the edecho or the shliach la'elocha? So to this, the Gemara answers: what if I want to ascertain an issue of davar should be erva, and I have a raiv? The raiv indicates one way or the other. Take for example, a woman is married. And the husband goes swimming in a little lake, and he drowns. And we're standing and waiting, and he never comes out of the water. We're standing there for an hour looking. They can't find the body. They search, can't find the body. But obviously he's dead because it's Maim Sheyesh La himself. There's Maim Sheila himself. Maim Sheila himself means you can't see all the edges of the lake. He may have come out and you didn't see. Maim Sheyeshla himself means a little lake and you can see all the borders. So let's say, so they're standing around and they're waiting and waiting. So obviously he's dead. So how do you know he's dead? But you didn't see a dead body? You have no Aiden. So the answer, you don't need Aiden. I have a Raiv. It's highly improbable. Maybe there was an oxygen tank underneath. Maybe there's an entrance on the bottom. Maybe there's a cave. The Gemara said maybe there's a cave. It's far fetched. The right is that the man is dead. So you matter the wife that she may remarry. If it's Maim Sheyeshla himself, Maim Sheyeshla himself also the right is that he's dead. If he doesn't come back, but that's a chumra midirabbanan that we don't allow the woman to remarry. Midirabbanan they were machmir. But by Maim Sheyeshla himself, you can see the edges. Even the Rabbanan, they were never machmir. That's a better right, so they were never machmir there. So it can be, it's a matter of Dovisha B'Yerva to determine whether the husband is still alive or not. You can determine the matter without aiders. You can be mevara the fact that when you have a rive, so rive is good. Rive is good, even indeed in the fashas, to kill a person. Rive is good. We learned on the first daf in Sanhedrin. Those who remember from 14 years ago when we learned Sanhedrin, when we started the first daf in Sanhedrin. So the Taisus has a whole discussion on that base and the base. The Rav is good to give Din in the Farshas also. Rav is good sometimes in Din in Mammonis. Lahotzi Mammon, Rav is no good. But Lahafsik Mammon, Rav is good. Rav is good in Kala Tarakula. Lahotzi Mammon is no good, Rav. Ain't Hoch Mammon Achas Tabi Maitzi. But Rav is good all in Kala Tarakula. So Rav is good in Dabisha Biyarv also. So the Gemara says over here also, you have a Rav. The Rav. Rav Safre the Dine, Migmagmiri. Rav Seifrim know the din. Migmagmiri, they know the halacha that the get has to be even a chutzlaret. What are they, such idiots? They don't know the din, they know and they observe. Rav of them observe the din. So the Gemara says, Mikiradin, Medina deraisa, your problem is solved. You don't really have a shaila. Mikiradin, everything is okay. You can follow Zechan the Rav. That is no problem. And the whole chashash that you have that maybe the get is written midirabbana, maybe the get was written shalom d'shma, is only a chashash that you have to be concerned about midirabbana. So since it's only midirabbana, hey mama ve hey mama, if they're the ones who created the problem, so they can have the right to make a takana, that edechud is bagloit. That doesn't pose a problem. But then the Gemara raises a problem, does everybody hold like that? That you can rely on a roif in all cases in Dovisha B'Yerva? The Gemara says, but that's a machlegis rameyer and a hachamim. Rav Meir is chayish l'miyuta, and the Chachamim are not chayish l'miyuta. That's the last two lines on the daf. The Gemara asked the question over here: Tzach Adovish Abiyarva and Dovish Abiyarva Pachas Mishnayim. We left out a lot. We're going to read all the missing lines here. This is very important, but not now. First, we're going to get the outline of the Gemara. Then we're going to go back to the details. So the Gemara says it's a Dovish Abiyarva. You can't classify it here as Isurim. There are four categories: as Dini Mamonis and Dini Nefashis and Dovish Abiyarva and Isurim. This is not Isurim. This is Tzach Dovish Abiyarva. You need two witnesses. You don't always have to have witnesses. You don't always need Aidim, that you should say you need two Aidim and one is not enough. You have a Rav. You can follow us on the Rav. Craig the Gemara, but that's a machleg, so Ameh and a Chachamim. Ameh is the Chayish L'miyuta. So the Gemara is going to solve it even according to Rav Meir. What is Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuta? What is that about? So Rashi fills you in on Rav Meir's Shita. Rashi fills you in as follows. Let's say a man is married and he dies and he leaves no children and no descendants. Either he never had any children, not from this wife, not from any other wife. Or even if he had children and they died before he did. If they died before he did, then you have to have either Yibum or Chalitza. This man is there, we don't allow Yibum, so we insist you have to have Chalitza. You have to do Chalitza. So when you do Chalitza, let's say the man who died, if he has a brother, if he doesn't have any brothers, so she doesn't need any chalitza, so she's allowed to be married. If he has a surviving brother, then the brother has to do chalitza in order that the yavama should be permitted to remarry. So what if the surviving brother is only a month old? So you have to wait till he's old enough to do chalitza. Nebuch, the woman is an aguna, she's tough. She has to wait till he's old enough. How old does he have to be to do chalitza? So the Gemara says the kid has to be bar mitzvah. A cotton cannot do chalitza because it says ish ksib parsh. It says beferish ish. The pasuk uses the word ish in connection with chalitza, and ish has the technical connotation of bar mitzvah. It doesn't only mean a male as opposed to a female, it means a man who is bar mitzvah. What if the almana is a ktana? Let's say the surviving brother is a grown brother. He's an older man already. 20, 30, 40, 50, whatever. He's an older person. For sure he's bar mitzvah. But the almana is a ktana. She's very young. How did the man who died, how did he marry a ketana? The father married her off. It says in the Chumash, "Is bitna nasati lishazeh." Today, you can't have, what, a girl before bas mitzvah, how did she get married? How can it be a girl gets married today at an older age? So, bismana mishnah, bismana tanach, a girl could get married. Bikatnusa, the father marries her off. So, what's, so the father married a daughter off at the age of 10. So, Tashtetzach, he had no children. A 10-year-old girl can't have any children. And then the husband dies. So the wife needs chalitza. Let's say the brother is shown by mitzvah. He's an older man, 25 years old. He can do chalitza. Can she do chalitza? So the Gemara says also no. Even though the word isha never appears, it doesn't really say isha. So the Gemara says it doesn't matter. Makshina nisha liish. There's a hekesh. They're just like you require the yavam has to be by mitzvah to be able to do chalitza. So too we require that the yavama has to be bas mitzvah that she should do chalitza. Tosfos and Yevamos has two opinions as to whether this statement, Makshina on Isha Liish, the Hekesh, that I equate the Yevama with the Yavam, just like the Yavam has to be Bar Mitzvah, so too the Yevama has to be Bas Mitzvah to be able to perform the Chalitza, because they both do it together. She takes off the shoe from his right foot, so they're both doing the Chalitza together. So Tosfos has 2 days in Perek Mitzvah Chalitza. Is this a real Drosh Gemura Deraisa, or is it only an Asmachta Midrabot? So they have a Shaila about that. And then they have a further shaila, two girsas in the Mishnah. If you hold that, it's only midirabban. If you hold this, their ice is their ice. So it's makif. Even if by mistake you already performed the chalitza before the yavama became bas mitzvah, it's worthless, meaningless. Menatera is no good. It's no good. Nothing to discuss. If you should say that the whole statement makshin initially ish is only midirabban on the requirement that the yavama has to be bas mitzvah in order to perform chalitza, it's only chumer midirabban. So Tesis has one girsa in the Mishnah in Yavamis. In Perik Mitzvah Chalitza, that it's only the Hatchila that you needed, but if it would be B'dievid, B'shas Hatchak, where you wouldn't be able to repeat it, let's say the Yavama was not Bas Mitzvah, and they didn't know, and the Yavam went ahead and he did Chalitza, and then he moved away, and he lives far away now, and it's just impossible to get him back. We have no contact, there's no mail system, we don't know how to get in touch with him. So there's one Gersa that Tosfos has in the Mishnah that says that B'dievid, B'shas Hatchak Gadol, you would rely on that chalitza because it's only a chumer with the rabbanon and a hecha the yefsha, so it's even good v'diyev. That's about chalitza. That the chalitza has to be done when they're both gedolim. They both have to be bar mitzvah. The yavam and the yavama both have to be after bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah. What about yibum? So we don't practice yibum as much as we don't allow. What about years ago, centuries ago, is manatanoim when the psak was going back and forth? The Gemara says in Pchairis and in Yivamas that there were periods of time that they followed the way it says in the Torah, that they did practice Yibam, and then they prohibited it, and then they moved back again, back and forth. The Tanaim were changing the Psat. There was a Shaila. The Gemara has a whole explanation what the issue was that was involved. So what about at the time that they observed Yibam? Is it permissible to perform Yibam when the Yavam or the Yivama are Ktanim? So why not? The word Isha and Isha don't appear over there, so there's no reason why not. There's no reason why not. That's how the Chachamim say. Rameyer comes from Unta Deret, he dug up Anayach Shash. That what? The Kotan is not allowed to do Yibum, Shema Yimotzi Saris. And the Ketana is not allowed to do Yibum, Shema Yimotzi Islandis. Vasa Dasfadin. There are people who don't have any children, so there are different reasons why they don't have children. Sometimes there's a hormone problem. We don't call that a saris in an island. That's called okavakara. They have problems. All kinds of problems. Let's say sometimes the woman's body is allergic to the husband's sperm. And sometimes that's the body is built a little crooked, whatever, so the zera doesn't go in, it doesn't shoot in, but you can make an artificial insemination. So that's not called an islandist. That's not called a saris. That's an okavakara. They have some kind of a problem, a medical problem that you have to work on. And even if the doctor says it's insoluble, that's not called an islandist, that's not called a saris. And an islandist, the Gemara says, is that the whole body is in ganzen different. The Gemara says the whole body doesn't grow normally. When they reach 12 and 13, the saris don't grow on the eva or erva. The hair doesn't grow at that part of the body. And the chest doesn't grow normally. And everything at this, the Gemara has descriptions of the different parts of the body, the way they don't grow, it grows by a normal person. So that's called the saris and an islandess. So if the yavam, the surviving brother, is a saris, or if the nifta was a saris, either case, if the one who died was a saris, kimi mekadosh anisha, kiddush anatoksin. If the saris is mekadosh an islandess, saris is mekadosh anisha, So Kedushin HaTofsin, it's not like a man is Mekadosh a man, or a woman is Mekadosh a woman. It ain't Kedushin HaTofsin. A Saris is a male, and an Islamist is a female, but it's a different kind of a male and a different kind of a female. It's not like Orka Bakor is a regular person with a problem. But this is not a regular person. No.
Tumtum
and Andragonus, yeah. Tumtum and Andragonus. Andragonus has both Simon and Zohar and Simon in the cave. Yeah, so that's a special parashah of Neatzma. Yeah. Yeah. And a tumtum just means that it's covered over, the Yaver is covered, I just don't know what's on the bottom. And an Andragonus means a person who has both Simon and Zacharus, he has the Simon Zacharus inside the Simon Nacharus, as both together. So that's the suffix of Zacharus Alimikev. So the Gemara learns that from Sukkim that if the man that, who died was a Saris, or the surviving brother who is a Saris, then the whole Pasha Yibim Machalitza Geit Nishtan. None of this applies. Or if the Yevama, the Almana, the Yevama, is an Islandist, then the whole Pasha of Yibim Machalitza absolutely doesn't apply. So if the Katan, and you can't tell whether any given person, if you look at a grown person, you can tell whether he's a Saris or an Islandist. He reaches the age of 12 or 13, take a look to see if they're a Shtei Saris. Take a look to see the way the different parts of the body are developing. Are they developing normally or not? So you can tell. But if, let's say they're only 10 years old, so you can't tell one way or the other. So Rav Meir has this Naya Chumer. How many people, what percentage of people in the world are Saris and Islandists? Look, a very small miyuta of people are Saris and Islandists. So Rav Meir is Chayish le miyuta. No, the Gemara says not miyuta le miyuta. The Gemara says not. Otherwise Rav Meir wouldn't be Chayish. I don't know. So the Gemara says Rav Meir doesn't allow a Kotner Rektana to do Yibam. To do Chalitza, the Chachamim also don't allow. So Gornish, Ish Ksibi Parashim Akshin Nishal Ish. He required the Yovam has to be Bar Mitzvah to do Chalitza. And the Yavam also, there's a hekesh between the Yavam and the Yavam. They both have to be Bar Mitzvah, Mas Mitzvah in order to perform Chalitza. But in order to do Yibam, the Chacham say it's permissible. What's Ken Shein Zayin? What's going to happen already over here? What problem can there be? Nothing can possibly go wrong. And May says, no, we're Chayshish Lugi Yuta. And may turn out that the girl that the Yavam is an Islandist. We don't know yet. We can't tell. May turn out that the Yavam, the surviving brother, is a Saris. In which case it will come out that they violated the Easter of Eishasach Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah. Eishasach Liyolim, Eishasach Azdach HaNisa Kares. It's an Easter Kares, and it's only Mutu B'makam Mitzvah, but if one of them is a Saris or an Islandist, so then there's no Mitzvah of life on Easter Kares. It's an Easter Eishasach Shaloi B'makam Mitzvah with an Easter Kares. And that's Rav Meir's Shita, that you don't allow the Ktanim, Kotne Ktana, Enom Yim Meyabim, because of this Lechera, Avait Leifigech HaShash. That it may turn out sounds very far-fetched. We don't pass like Rame, but there's Rame Shita, a far-fetched chashash, that it may turn out that there's Saris and Islands. This is a Rame Shita, a Din Deraisa, a Din Derabbana. Which is it? So Tesis in Chulin is not sure. Tesis in Chulin, other places, has a Machlekes. One day is the whole Chumar Rame is only the Derabbana, because it doesn't really make sense on the level of Deraisa. Say the Chapasik in the Chumash, Acharab Mahatis, you follow the rug. So what do you mean Chashin Lemiyuta? Chashin Lemiyuta is exactly the opposite from what it says in the Pasik. So one day in Taisus says that the whole sheet of Rav Meir is on the Rabban. Then Taisus has another sheet that no, Rav Meir, the Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Aleph asks that, and what does Rav Meir do with the pasuk? So the Gemara says no, Rav Meir just says Hechadav Shalomiv that Batkinon V'loy Samchinan Aruba. That's what he says. The Gemara asks like this: Ula Rav Meir, and according to Rav Meir, there is Chayish Lemiyuta. How do you ever drink milk? Maybe the milk from a behemoth trefa, you're not allowed to drink. Not just like the milk from a behemoth tmeo, you're not allowed to drink milk from an elephant. Or if an elephant has milk, I'm not sure. Okay, chazin, milk from a chazin, you're not allowed to drink. So even milk from a cow, if the cow. Or you had a, how do you eat flesh? The sheikh of sheikhs, the ben, how do you eat the flesh? Maybe it's a trefa, so you check. We don't check everything, we only check the lungs, we don't check everything else. So the answer is, the Gemara says, if I lost the Chandarad, so the Gemara asks, Ula Rav Meir, but Rav Meir says, that Chayshin Lemiyute, so Frek Gemara, Hechi Achlin and Bisre, if you're like Rav Meir, how do you drink milk, how do you eat flesh? So the Gemara says, even Rav Meir only says it, Hechadev Shalomivdak, but can just say, Lachatkhila. No, it says in the Torah. No, it says in the Torah you can eat the flesh and you can drink the milk. Shade the fairish that you can eat it. So Rav Meir is going to say that you have to go, you can't eat the flesh till you check all of the treifas. It'll take forever to check all the treifas. So the Gemara says, Rav Meir shita is only lachatchile when it's feasible. Don't do the yibum now, wait, vatunta, wait a few years and then you'll do the yibum later, within reason. But to say that you can't drink milk, because unless you pass the animal in front of an x-ray machine and you check to see that it doesn't have any germs. You can't eat flesh unless every time you shech the behemi, you check for 5 hours to make sure. So that's impossible. So that's too much of a tirchus. Even Rav Meir doesn't say that. So the whole mashmos of the Gemara sounds like it's only with the Rabbana. If it's too much of a tircha, that finished. If it's not too much of a tircha, then you say vartunta, check. So it sounds like it's only the Rabbana. So the other day in Taisus holds no, that's Rav Meir shita min haTorah. Rav Meir understands that it's a akula, the Torah. Acharab lahat, the Torah allows you to follow zechan neroi, only if it's too difficult, if it's unreasonable. But if it's within reason, if you can check it out and know what that is, so there's one day in Taisus that it's a din deras. So it's two versions, two pshat and within Rav Meir.
A double sheish material.
Something like a double sheish material. Something along those lines. Something like a double sheish material. Why should you solve the problem with the halachic kulis? Check it out and you'll find out 100%, you know for sure what the issue is. So that's the Gemara's question here. Rafila the Rav Meir dechayish lemiut, and even according to Rav Meir who holds that either midatera, midarabona, whatever it is, you're not supposed to rely on a roiv. So what do you say over here? The heimamru behemamru. We said over here the whole question as to whether the get was written l'shma or not, there's only a question with the Rabbana. Minatera, there's really no question because we follow right. So the Gemara is better coin to Rav Meir. It is a question, Minatera. Why? Because Rav Meir is Chayish L'miyuta. If Rav Meir Shita Chayish L'miyuta is only with the Rabbana, we just said Taisus in Chulin, and the first pack of Chulin has 2 days. But the Rav Meir Chayish L'miyuta is Minatera with the Rabbana. If Rav Meir Shita Chayish L'miyuta is only with the Rabbana, so Baita, there's no problem. So what's the problem? The Gemara should say, Rafil Rav Meir, the Chayish L'miyuta, Hainu Davki with the Rabbana, Vehemamru, Vehemamru. So it's Baita, Erechot is Nemot. It's been the simple reading of Agimor, it sounds like Rav Meir Shita is deraisa. That's the Poshup Shah. But even though Rav Meir holds that there is a problem deraisa, no, if it's a problem deraisa, Chashin l'miyuto, so then you should really need two Eidim. You can say, it's only with the Rabbana, Heimam, Heimam, so you make it with Eidim. So Meir says, the Agimor answers it. No. Not like we said before, Rav Bikim, we're going to reword the statement. Not Rav Bikim, but rather Stam. Stam safra the dynamigma gemiri. What do you mean stam? It's such a strong rive that the miut against it is a miuta de miuta. So therefore, vaita v'rabbanu hu diyatsru, since it's such a strong rive that the miut against it is only miuta de miuta, sivra meir will be masking with the chachamim that loy chashin la miuta. Right. So therefore, we know. So we assume, the din is that if you don't know Hilchos Gittin, you shouldn't be Masada Get. And most of the people observe it. So those who violate it, though, how many Gittin could possibly be written? Shalom Lishma, there's going to be a Miyuta and a Miyuta. That's what the Gemara says. That's what Taisus says. It's called the Miyuta and the Miyuta. If you see the Taisus on the bottom of the daf, Stam. Stam Safa the dynamic. The Gemara changed it. First the Gemara said Rav Bikim, now the Gemara says Stam. What changed with the expression Stam? It means it's even a better right, not Stam 51% right, not 75%, not 90%, 99%, such a strong right. The Havi Kimo Miyuta de Miyuta, the Lai Chai Shina and Afila de Rameh. The Nidra Rameh Hos Chai Shina Miyuta is masking that if it's such a strong right, overwhelming right, the Nidra Rameh is masking that Lai Chai Shina Miyuta. So why do you, so what's the chash that you choshit, maybe it's Shalai the Shema? So it's only a Chumim Midi Rabbana, it's only, the whole thing is only Midi Rabbana. Is vayta v'rabbanu hu diyatsruch, so therefore mishum miguna kila b'rabbanon. So hey mamu v'hey mamu. If the whole issue is only with the rabbanon, can we make all zayn? The Eid Echad is good enough.
According to Toysavis, the question was not migma gemira or not. According to Toysavis, what Hishem Beki and the Shmo was a problem that they...
Do they observe
they
it?
Medakti.
They're not medakti. So again, yes, yeah, so the Gemara says migma gemira means that they observe it. The Rabbeinu Tam reinterprets both Lashanis. Not Bikim Lishma does mean that they don't know the din, means that they don't observe it. And Migma Gemira means that not only that they know the din, but they observe the din that they know. They know the din and they observe the din that they know. Here on this daf, there's a famous dispute, Rashi and Taisus. We said that all categories of Birurim all the issues of Birurim are divided into four categories. You have the Dini Nefashis, and you have Dini Mamanis, and you have Dovah Shebi'er, and you have Isurim. And each one has a Pasuk. Dini Nefashis is the Pasuk, Afishnayim Ashlai Shedim Yomis Ameis. And Dini Mamanis, Afishnayim Afishlai Shedim Yafim Dovah. And Dovah Shebi'er with the Gzeru Shabbat, Dovah Dovah Mamanis. And where's the Pasuk by Erecha Nenim V'Isurim? That the Gemara keeps a deep dark secret. Where's the Pasuk? So that's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And the Achrayim in the back of the Gemara, one of the Vilna Dayanim points out a fascinating comment that it's 2 days in Yerushalmi. This machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is 2 days. They dug up a Yerushalmi and Zeroyim somewhere. One of the Achrayim has a piece. A Yerushalmi and Zeroyim has a machlokes Amorim. So Tosfos says that it's learned out from the pasuk that says by Zavo. A Zavo, like a Nida, a Zavo has to count Shivaniki in the Safra law. So the Gemara says in Ksubas, Dafayim Beis. Here's the Taisus. And the Taisus Dima Maskel, Eidechad Nemen B'Yisurim. The first they quote Rashi, and they didn't talk with Rashi, and then later they say, V'yeshleima, the answer is, how do you know that there's such a din? So when it says in parentheses, Ksubas, Dafayim Beis, Amad Aleph. They say, V'yeshleima, the Alfinim, the Nida, it's a little bit loved up, it's not really Nida, it's Zavo. That it says by the Zavah the Ashinim Perakamad in Ksubas Safra Law. So from the word law means liatzma, that the woman is the man, is to make her own bedikas and to go to mikveh, and she tells her husband she made Shivanikim and she was tegel in the mikveh, so the husband has a right to believe as well. So that's what Taisa says, that is the mocker for Kol Terakula, that Eidechod Neman B'Yisurim. That is the mocker. Obviously because not everybody agrees with Taisa.
Because that is by Ish V'Isha. She's Neman or love, but not for a stranger?
No.
Some people will eat. If his wife says, but a stranger can't eat that.
That's what I'm about to say. Obviously, not everybody can agree with Tosis. Usually you learn Rashi before Tosis. So you learn Rashi already disagrees with Tosis. He has a different marker. But I'm saying not everybody can agree with Tosis because there is a group, Lachar, it's a small group of Rishonim, but there is a group of Rishonim who claim that Eidecha Nemen B'Yisurim doesn't apply to women. Does not apply to women.
So how can
only applies to men.
So
when I come home, how do I eat? How do I eat the food that my wife tells me? That's what he's asking. Or when I visit someone else's home, how do I eat the food? So the Ravid, on the bottom of the Rif, they have printed sometimes the Ravid, so the Ravid on Psochim, on the bottom of the Rif, says that if you know your wife, if you went out with your wife a few times before you married her, and she impresses you that she's an observant woman, so it's a ruba de leisa kamon that she's not going to give you tray for food. It's not that Eidecha Nemen B'Yisurim. The Gemara has a lashon chazaka al chaver. The Gemara has a brisa. A chaver shemeis, a religious person dies. The Hiniach Mugura Malaya Paris, and he has a barn full of tvur. And I don't know whether it's Gemaiset or it's not Gemaiset. So the Gemara has a Braisa Chazaka al Chover, Shainemoitzim Tachasiyad Adav Shainem Sukkan. A religious person doesn't leave table around the house that somebody may make a mistake and eat it. So even if he just brought it into the house that day, we assume that he certainly has already Maiset. And even though he died, he never told us anything, he never communicated. We have the right to assume, chazok al chover, that he wouldn't leave non-kosher food around the house. So the Ravid writes, hakol chaverim, all the women are chaverim eitzel kashrus. If I know my wife is observant, my wife is makbid on kashrus, I know your wife is makbid on kashrus, I can eat by you, I can eat by me. Not because eidecha nemen b'yisurim. No, you hold eidecha nemen b'yisurim, just like in Isha's psula le'edis, and mamadis, and nefashis, and adavish b'yervo, so the Isha's psula le'edis by eidecha nemen b'yisurim also. The reason why you can rely on the women is because Chazok al Chaven, Hakol Chaverim, eats of these dinim. Okay.
How can you believe the butcher?
If the butcher is a man or a woman?
If he's a man.
If he's a man, say Rechnam Bisur. If he's a man. If he's a man, say Rechnam Bisur. But if it's a lady, if it's the butcher's wife, Mrs. Butcherket, so then the Ravid claims that it's not based on Eidecha Nemen B'Yisurim. The Ravid and a whole group of Rishonim. So they don't hold, right. Taisus clearly says not so. Taisus says the whole source for the din of Eidecha Nemen B'Yisurim is the Safra law, says the original source is by women. So Taisus clearly does not hold like that. This is not the accepted opinion. The Rav told us over a story. that I included it in the sefer that I wrote about the Rav. He said that once there was a meeting of Rabbanim, they used to get together every so often in Poland to talk about big issues. So once Rabbi Zilcharif, he's known as Rabbi Zilcharif because he was very sharp, that wasn't his name. So Basil Slonimer started talking and learning, and he said when he comes to the Olam HaEmes, he's going to bring the Nedi Behuda to the Interit. He's going to demand of him that he owes him at least $25. Why? Because he bought the Sefer Divrei Emes by a Sfaradish Egon, and it was reprinted about 25, 30 years ago. He bought the Divrei Emes because he looked in the Shabbos Tshuvas Nedi Behuda, and there's a famous Tshuva Ayin Beis in Chelek HaMenezer, the first Chelek of the Nedi Behuda, where he talks Amaisa with an Eishes Ishezin, so long, long drawn out Tshuva. And the tshuva was sent to the Becha David, who was a Sfaradish Rav in Constantinople. That was what he was called, the Becha David, Beis Chof Reish, Becha David. And he wrote to Rav, I go in Amafus, and Moifas Hadorah, with all the titles, and he thought, Isaac Slonimer thought, he's describing such an Adam Gadol, and he knew that he had written a Sefer Divrei Emes, so he went and he spent $25 to buy that Sefer, and it's a Sfaradish Sefer, and he did a different style of learning. It's not a lot of the Sfaradish Shabbos and Tshuvas have a different style. They just collect. Not like Rav Avadya Yosef either. He collects, but he has a different way of collecting. But the Becha David, he just collects. This one says this, and this one says this. A lot of the Sfaradim have like that. So he was very disappointed. After Rabbi Zalfanimah bought the sefer for $25, very disappointed, and he was angry. Why did Adi Behuda write such titles? So he says, when he comes to the Olam HaEmes, he's going to bring him to Adin Torah. Why he was mafsid me the 25 rubles, whatever it was, the sefer is not worth it, and he wants his money back. So the Rav said over the story that Rav Chaim Brisker was there. So he asked Rabbi Zalfanimah, what's the din? Do you say it echa nem bisurim by women? He said, of course you say echa nem bisurim. How do you eat at home? How do you eat at anyone's home? The wife says it is kosher. So he says the whole sefer is worth $25 for that siman alone. But he has one siman in the sefer where he collects. But he collects an impressive list of rishonim who things like a whole like that raivit against taisus. That's not the accepted opinion. But he collects a whole group of rishonim and say that erech nemisurim does not apply to isha. So you're going to have a different mocker. The rishonim hold that it doesn't apply to isha. You have to have a different mocker. You have to say that pasuk was sofer lo liyatzma as if it's telling you something else. You have to figure out that it's not telling you erech nemi bisur. It's telling you something else, and the mocker has to be somewhere else. So that's where Rashi claims that the mocker is a different pasuk in Chumash. It says in Vayikra here Rashi doesn't have the whole story, but in the first parak in Chulin Rashi writes a little more that it says the shochat as ben abokar. It says in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra many times the shochat as ben abokar, and it sounds like whoever is doing the shchita. Shechita Ksheri Bizar, you don't need a coin to do the Shechita, Mekabol Avielach Mitzvah Skuhuna. The first time the coin has to intervene in the Korban is to do the Kabbalah Sadam. But the first step, the first Avodah, Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrika, the four Avodah Sadam that are Ma'akib in every coin. So the first Avodah is Ksheri Bizar, Shechita Ksheri Bizar. So it says, V'shachat has been Abaka, the Shechit, a Yiddish Shechit has to do the Shechita. Doesn't say you have to have people watching when he does the Shechita. So the Mashmor says, "V'shachat liyatzma, bein ola bein atzma liyatzma." No one has to watch him, and nevertheless, he's believed. So that's what Rashi writes over here. Shatera hemino. Rashi writes, "Edechad emi bisurim sharei hemino hatorah kol echad v'yechad miYisrael al hashchita." He says, "Al hafrashas truma al hashchita." That's the main thing, because who says hatorah hemino? Because it says, "V'shachat as ben abokar." That's the mark. V'shachat as ben.
That's for a man,
right? So that's a man.
What about a woman?
So you taka don't know. According to Rashi's pasuk, you don't know what the din is. Whether a woman can shech karbanis, that's a mishnah, a woman can shech karbanis. But it could be that she won't be baglait to say that she shech. Maybe you have to have dafke two kosher eating, that's the fine. How do you know? But the pasuk goes, when a man shechs, so then you say, according to Taisus Mocher, that is based on the sofer lo liatzma, so you can't say that Isha is not neman is by Rechonem Misur. But according to Rashi, it's shaykh to say such a thing, like the Becha David collected all of those days in Rishon. It's interesting. Why should it be so strange? Why should it be such a shita that Isha's psula? Let's say a ganef. Let's say a person is a ganef in business. We know. Let's say that's what he does for a living. He's a professional ganef. They tell over the story about the maisa about Rav Chaim Valojina, that the local ganef was making a bar mitzvah for his son, and he's making a kiddush in his home on Shabbos morning. We covered the bar mitzvah.
So the people in Balajma aren't enough, they're allowed to eat by him. They knew he was a Ganis. So Rav Chaim Volozhin, and that's how they say, Rav Chaim Volozhin called him in and he asked them, what do you do for a living? He said, well, I have to tell you the truth, I'm a Ganis. And what do you do if you have to gamba on Shabbos? Rebbe, what can you do? Business is business. Sometimes you have to gamba on Shabbos also. What can you do? And what do you do if you steal a chreis, what do you do with it? So he takes everything. It takes this and it takes that. And what do you do if there's tray for food? He takes the tray for food also. And then what do you do with the tray for food? Do you eat it? Says, Rebbe, what do you think I'm a goy? What are you talking about? After he said, Chal Shabbos and Gneva, he's over and everything, because Rebbe, Panos, and when it came to eating, I said, what do you think I'm a goy? So Chaim Alojan told the Baal about him, that Erech and Embe Surim. That's the halacha. Erech and Embe Surim. The halacha says, even if he's a Rosha, even if he's Ghana, Pagazim, whatever he violates, if he's Choshed Allah Dova, Allah Dona, Allah Mida, that's the Mishnah Mcharez Dachlamit. Huh? Oh, eating the stolen food? Okay, that's another question. Are they allowed to eat by the Kiddush? Maybe he stole that food from the Kiddush. Maybe he stole that food from the Kiddush. I don't know. Okay, that's another serious issue. Okay. So the din is that a Rasha is bagloit. A Rasha is not Nemon, not by Dini Mominus, and not by Dini Nefashis, not by Dabash Abiyavra. You have to have kosher aid. Kravim are not nemonim, kravim are not nemonim, and mishoim are not nemonim. That's karev apostle. Karev is a relative, and apostle means a ganef, a rosha is not nemon. But in Erechadam Misurim, kravim are believed, and mishoim are also believed. The only rosha who's not bagloit in Erechadam Misurim is one who violates that din. Let's say the people only keep kosher at home. When they go out, they're not so makbid. They'll eat by someone else. They'll eat in a restaurant. They'll eat non-kosher. So even if I'm eating in their home, they have no nemonis. But at home, they keep kosher, strictly kosher. Lot kosher doesn't help. If they're in violation of this din, chasher al adover, my daughter will meet. He's not kosher. Let's say they don't observe taras ha-mishpacha, but they do observe kosher. Some kashers they all believe. Or they don't observe kosher, and they do observe taras ha-mishpacha. So she, strictly speaking, that woman can be the mikvah lady. She's nemenis to say, because she herself observes the dinim of tefillah. So on the area that they keep, so they have nemenis on that din. So this is Bemis Apella that the Achrenim ask, why should there be such an opinion in Rishonim Bechlal that an Isha is Eina nemenis by Erech and Nema Bisurim, all the other psulim on them on him? If a Kravim on them on him, and Gazlonim and Rishonim on them on him, so Maishna, why should Isha be Eina nemenis by Erech and Nema Bisurim? Why should it be different from the others?
The color is not possible because the color is just because it's on this particular time. Because you're regulating the color.
Okay. By Russia? You have a half an inch.
But Russia is not connected to the colors. And not much to inspect carefully.
Okay, that's a different thing. Taisis quotes the Yerushalmi. Taisis himself quotes the Yerushalmi. That women are lazy. Noshim Atzloni is saying that sometimes, if it's a Dovish Yesh Patirche, the women may not be so medayik. Maybe today it's not so. That's a question. Psychologically, maybe today is the opposite. Maybe women are more medayik than men.
But my voice had been. The woman is
Nemenis. Yeah.
So there is an exception.
Yeah. That's a Befeirush the Mishnah. A woman can give the Shliach Lohiloche. And she will be bagloit to say who is she k'sheret to say before nefesh.
But if you go to the other extent, what nemonis does she have? If she says before nefesh, if she a woman is normally not believed, unless she's for some reason trusted, right?
Right.
But here, a woman comes from Eretz Yisrael. We don't know her, so what is before nefesh? We're going to believe her according to these things?
Yeah. That's what it says in the Mishnah. No, but that's a Mishnah. She's not believers, but here the whole need for b'fon and echtav is only with the rabbanon. Mishum gina kila b'rabbanon. Just like Anisha comes and says meiz baila, the husband is missing and we don't know if he's alive or dead. So in Atar, you really should need two kosher aidin. So nonetheless, whatever the explanation is, the Mishnah says the mishum gina kila b'rabbanon says that eidachad
by a woman. But if there's really not a din by a woman, just tam aslamon, then the whole thing
wouldn't
be very sure to say that you should believe in these.
That's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says like that. That's a Seidechad is belief. Seidechad is belief. That's included in Mishumi Guna, Kinber Abona. They were Mekel. So this is the question. According to these Rishonim, we don't paskin like this. We paskin Isha is Nemenis. We do say Rech Nemen be served by women. But the Shah, how can there be such a sheet? How can there even be such a group of Rishonim? If Ganovim and Rishonim on Emonim and Kashvis with Erech Nemen Yisurim and Kroivim on Emonim, so how can you say a swore that Isha, how can Mechalkin say that Isha is not? So the Pashto says the following. He started to say there's a din of nimtzeched min ha'edim korba kosher. What if three witnesses march into Bezin, and two of them are kosher l'ha'ed, and the third one is a ganef or a korif, and all three testify? So the Mishnah has a din nimtzeched min ha'edim korba kosher, edus kuvim mitayim. If they testified all together, talking to Dibra with each other, there's one kak, it's one group of edim, and if one of them is no good, that's what we're going to have in the pasuk. Al pishnayim edim or al pishloish edim. And the Mishnah asked the kashim is kayem, so edim pishnayim. If two is good, so kavachayim if three is good. So the Mishnah in the end of the first parak in Makkah's answer is that Makkah hikish hakas of shloish of shnayim. Just like if you have shnayim edim and one of them is kavach pasul, so blaipim megarnish because edechud is no good in mominus and nefashis. So even if you have three and one of them is no good, light me garnish. What do you mean garnish? But you have two? This kaima edis, let the other two edim be good. To the answer is no. That's the halacha. If all three came together, they constitute one kat, and then sechad menin and karva apostle, edis kulam atayim. So what happens, Taisus asked, what happens by every chasana? Some rishonim and achreidim asked, but there are a lot of women standing around. That's why we're meyachad edim. Right. That's what the Ritva says, that's why we're meyachad edim. But in the days of the Rishonim, they weren't miyachad edim. The Ritva says this is a minig that his rabbeim introduced. In the days of the Baal HaTosis, it's clear they were not miyachad edim. That's our practice. The Shach and the Ktzois quote this from the Ritva and Kiddushin and Makkah that you should be miyachad edim. But in the days of the Baal HaTosis, they didn't, so they're asking the question, what about Korva Posse? So that's what Tosis answers. You only say Korva Posse when they came and testified in front of Bezalel. They're just standing, eight haroeh, it's not an eight ameyid, so the din of Korva Posel doesn't apply. Right, that's what Taisus answers. But before you get to the answer, so Taisus did not word the question the way I said. So when you go to a wedding, half the people watching are men, half the people watching are women. So half the crowd is women, so it's already Korva Posel. Taisus never asked that. The Maharam Lublin asks that. In the end of the first parak in Makkah, the Maharam asked that. Taisa asked a different question. There are Kraven watching. So Maram said, well, you have to say they're Kraven. Don't say they're not Kraven. Half of the people attending the Chasen are women. The women. So the Nesiva, so the Aruch Lamir on that Gemara, on Davov, in the end of the first paragraph, points out that the Tumim quotes, the Nesiva quotes in the name of the Tumim, that Nimtzechad Men Edom Karva Apostle doesn't apply to women. He says there are six people we don't say. What if Lamashal like this? Marshal Madav Dana. Three come into Bezin and they all give testimony the same thing. Two of them are Koshalite and the third one is a monkey who was trained to speak. A parish in the book. Don't say Nimsechad Mayadim Karapos. What do you mean? Even if the parrot is intelligent and he's saying on his own. He's not just mimicking saying over. He says on his own. I was there, he says it in different words. I was also there and I also saw the way he killed him, and he says he's not part of the Katedim. An animal, a Balchai, is not part of the Katedim. So the Nesivis quotes in the name of the Tumim, what if three people came to Bezin, and two of them are good, and the third one is an Evit Isha Akum Cheir Shaita Bekot. One of these six people. So he says, Evit Isha Akum Cheir Shaita Bekot, that's like a monkey. The woman is like a monkey, yeah. So it doesn't count at all. Everything is shock, mecher shayt v'kotl. That's not nimtzeched min ha'edim. It doesn't have a shem eid at all. The only time the din of karva pasul applies is if he has a shem eid pasul. Like you said, he's karv over here. In another case, he's not a karv. He's a rasha. Let him do tshuva. He won't be a rasha. So he is in the parish of edis. But he has a psul edis, not because he's a karev or because he's a rosh. But if he doesn't have the chlal Hashem eid at all, it's a cheru shayt to the kotel. Ebed isha akum, or a balchai. So the chlal doesn't have a Hashem eid at all. So that's what...
According to Tyson, he said...
No.
Wait. So that's what Samach Reinim Amazbir, this is the kavon of these Rishonim. That there was a small group of Rishonim, we don't pass them like them. This raivid in Psochim in the first parak on the bottom of the rift. With this small group of Rishonim that the Becha David quotes in his Tshuva, the Divrei Emes, that you don't apply Eidecha Nemen Bisurim to women, and the reason why you can rely on your mother or your wife's cooking is based on a different time that Isha Chaveiro and Chazak Al Kaver, that they're not going to give you trade food. It's a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. It's a Ruba Deleisa, Chazak means a Ruba Deleisa Kamon. We know that it's kosher. We know on our own she's not going to give us non kosher food. But it's not based on Eidecha Nemen Bisurim. The reason why they didn't want to say that just like Korav is Nemon and a Rosh is Nemon by Erech Nem Yisurim and Isha is also Nemon is because the problem with Isha by Edis is a bigger problem. She doesn't have a shame aid at all. The Rosh with the Korav have a shame aid, Vaharaya, that you apply Nimst Echem and Edim Korav a puzzle. The whole cat becomes puzzle. So they have a shame aid except that the Torah puzzles them. So in the parish of Eidecha Nemen Yisurim, the Torah does not passel them. But by Chere Shoyte B'Kotten, Eved Isha Akum, none of them have a shame aid at all. That there works Lekula. There works that if there are three Eidim and one of them is an Eved Isha Akum, Chere Shoyte B'Kotten, the other two don't passel. It's not Nim Tzeched Ben Eidim. Here it works Lechumer. Here it works. How can you say Eidecha Nemen Bizor? Bechlal Nishken Eid. These six people don't have a shame aid at all. So you can't even say Eidecha Nemen Yisurim. It's not even an aid. It doesn't get off the ground. That's the taina. That's mistama the taina that they have. Al kaparim, there's a major machlokes here. Rashi believe that, and next week we'll have to develop it a little more. There's a major machlokes here. Rashi and Tosis. What is the marker of the din of Eidecha Nemen Yisurim? Gemara said that there are four categories where you have to determine what degree of namonis you need. Eidecha Rishnei Eidim. Is it nefashis? Is it mamonis? Is it davish abiyev? Is it isurim? So we only know the Pesukim on three. On the fourth one, Erech Nem Yisurim, the Gemara never said. So that's the Mashayla here, Rashi and Taisus. That's the Machlokes. What is the Mokar for Erech Nem Yisurim? Is it from B'shochat as Ben Abok, Atari Ha'amin, or Kalo Demal Ashchito? That's how Rashi holds. Or is it like Taisus quotes, the Sofer Lo, the Yatzmo? In which case it clearly applies even to Ish. That's the Machlokes. Okay. Well, then next week we'll have to continue from this.
The whole Torah is written Meloshen Zohar,
and it still applies equally to men and to women. Yeah. There's room. You can say like that. You don't have to say like that. There is room to say, based on the fact that Isha is Psula Le'eda, so she'll be Psula Feirach Nem Yisurim. So by Nisha, she wouldn't be the Menes to Shech Ben Ola Ben Atzma. The Mishnah says Beferish that an Isha may Shech Kotchim, says Beferish. But according to those Rishonim, she may not Shech Ben Ola Ben Atzma, because she's not the Menes, unless we know her as a very religious woman. So then it'll be right there, Ruba Deleisa Kamon, that she did a good job. There's an interesting Medrash Tanchuma on the beginning of Parshas Va'era that compares. The Rebbeinu Shalom has a taina against Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayera Avram Litzva Adal Yankel Bekel Shakai Shmei Hashem Lanadai To Lehem Dem Whenever Maharacham Midoisa, and you're giving me a hard time. That's the gist of the parsha. Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a complaint to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Hatzalah Hitzalta Zanef. So there's a very striking, strange Medrash Tanchuma that compares the avle, the taina that Rebbeinu Shalom had against Moshe Rabbeinu, to the taina against Shlomo HaMelech. That the Torah says, La Yarba La Noshim La Yasar As Levavoy, and Shlomo HaMelech thought that he's going to outsmart the Torah. I'm the Chacham Mikol Adam, so this can't happen to me, even if I'll be Marbe, but I'm going to keep my balance and I won't make a mistake. La Yasar Levavoy doesn't apply to me. So the Medrash says that the Yud of a the Yud of Yarbe came to complain to the Rebbeinu Shalom, what's going to be? He's doing away with the Yud. It's a modern expression in Medrash. He's doing away with the Yud. What is doing away with the Yud? The whole Pasuk should come to complain. What's that? The Yud is complaining. Very striking lashon. The Rebbeinu Shalom said, oh no, we're not going to let him get away with this. We're going to show him. And even though B'derech HaTeva, Shlomo HaMelech should not have fallen in, he talked to the Chacham Mikol Adam, and the Cheshbon was right. But the Rebbeinu Shalom sort of suspended his Bechira Chavshis and caused him to fall in. And the Pasuk says in Sefer Malachim that Lebesof Take, Noshav Hito Es Levava, and he did sin. He did fall in. So too, the Medrash said that Moshe Rabbeinu was also a Mishakim
He was trying to outsmart the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the Ribbono Shel Olam got angry at him, and he wanted to punish him, and Midas Hadin, and then finally he gave him a break, and he acted with Midas Harachmim, and he didn't punish Moshe Rabbeinu. What has it got to do with Moshe Rabbeinu with Shlomo HaMelech? What is Shlomo HaMelech? The Ribbono Shel Olam gave a din, and there's a reason for the din, and he held that whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. It should be like that. That was the reason. The Gemara has a machlokes about the dashin in time and the kol, the dashin in time and the kol, when the Torah doesn't give the reason. If the Torah doesn't give the reason, do we have the right to figure out the reason on our own and then say whatever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply? But if the Torah does give the reason, so then the Gemara says dashin in time and the kol. The Gemara says bachacham the Rab Shimon holds dashin in time and the kol. So Shlomo HaMelech was taka right. What's wrong? So the Ribbono Shel Olam got angry and he said, I'm going to show him, I'm going to teach him a lesson, I'm going to make him fall in. So what is it got to do with what Moshe Rabbeinu did? Moshe Rabbeinu was fresh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu started to complain. What you send me as a shliach to make things better? Here alone they make things worse. He's complaining. What you put me in a predicament? What has it got to do with Shlomo HaMelech? Very strange matters. And what does the matter say? What does the matter say that the Yud came to complain? So there's a famous drasha that the Cheskel Lipschitz has in a sefer on Chumash. Rav Soloveitchik used to say over a lot of drushas. I never heard this from the Rav, what he said this one over, but this is also a famous drusha that he has, a comment that already Bichayov, he writes, while he was alive, one of the Rabbanim, and he held part of this drusha in Vilna, and one of the Rabbanim put out a sefer, and he liked this drusha so well, he printed it over in his name. The first part of the drusha. So he writes, there's a sefer Koheles Yitzchok. Rav from Vilna. It's a collection of drushas of different people, and he always writes B'Shem Mamre. Who said it? He has drushas from RJJ, from Yankit Yosef, when he was not in Europe, before he came to America. He writes over some of his drushas, interesting, and every sedra he has different drushas, and he always identifies from which Rav. So he has on this sedra, he has the first half of this Langa drush. So that's the half that I'll say over. So he explains the Medrash understood over here the Taina Moshe Rabbeinu differently. That the Ribbono Shel Olam said he's sending Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Eden out of the Blotet, to get them out of Mitzrayim, because there's Nabach HaRachmanis on that. Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Bnei Israel, and the Pasuk says they weren't interested. They said they didn't want to listen. Because they're not interested. So it's like saying, don't do us any favors. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not the Taina. What did you make it worse for them? What did you put me in a predicament? You made it bad for me, you made it bad for them. This Medrash Tanchuma understands that Moshe Rabbeinu got that Taina. I don't want to do the Shlichus at all. The ganze Tam from the mitzvah that I should get them freed is L'Toivosom. So they say, L'Nichali B'Takan to the Rabbonu. The Gemara has another din. And the Chacham made a Takana L'Toivos Pliny. And Pliny's Moichel. He's Moichel. So he can say, L'Nichali B'Takan to the Rabbonu. So here also, Moshe Rabbeinu's taina against the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's not the way it appears from the Chumash. We didn't understand it, but he says apparently the Medrash Tanchuma read the psukim like that this is an additional taina that Moshe Rabbeinu had. The whole Siba, why you're sending me on the Shlichus to get the Bnei Yisrael, is because Nebuch HaRachman is on them. That's the reason that you told me, Shemati Yitzchakas Bnei Yisrael, Abita Rachman is, but they say they're not interested. So no more Shlichus, I don't want to do it anymore. So the Ribbono Shel Olam said, no. Even when there's a time of the crow, that's the halacha, the loy dashin and time of the crow. That there may be other reasons. I told you one reason. There may be other reasons. That's how they quote the name of the Vilna Gaon. That even when you have, the Gemara has a dovish of the minyan, tzach minyan achal atir. When you have a takana de rabbanon that was instituted for a specific reason, even if you live in a generation where the reason no longer applies, that's a yantav sheni shal goliyas. So a lot of the chashashes about yantav sheni shal goliyas perhaps don't apply this man as it. But nonetheless, we still observe Yantav Sheni Shel Goliyas. Why? Because it was a dovish and a minion, tzach mirach lachis taka. Why? It doesn't make any sense. If the Chacham said this is the reason why they made the din de Rabbanon, the reason doesn't apply. So why should the din de Rabbanon still apply? So they quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon that maybe they were only Megala one reason. Maybe they had Kama the Kama reasons why. So here also, the Ribbono Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu that he should free the Bnei Yisrael. Maybe there are other reasons why. So Rabbi Cheskel Kalish writes in his sefer an additional nekuda. Not only that, he says the Medrash says that the Yud came to complain. What did the Yud come to complain? Let the whole pasuk come to complain. So he says maybe the Medrash means like this: V'lo yar v'lo, how does it say? V'lo yar v'lo nashim v'lo yatu es lebava. No.
So he says the yud of Yarbe converts it into Loshon Asid, that he shouldn't do this, Loshon Asid. So he says maybe the kavan of the Medrash is like this. And then he has a long arichas on this, the way he tries to fit it into the Medrash. So he says maybe it means like this. Maybe Shlomo Melech Steiner was gerech. He's the Chacham Mikol Adam, and by him is Takano Hashash. But if we're going to let him get away with it, then every person will hold, I'm also Chacham Mikol Adam. I'm just, maybe I'm not smarter than Shlomo Melech, but I'm just as smart, almost just as smart. So almost that smart is also good enough. And every moron, every nitwit, every halfwit in the world will decide I'm intelligent enough to decide that the Tama of the Din doesn't apply to me. So maybe the Din doesn't apply to me. So that's perhaps what he explained. That's perhaps why the Yud came to complain. The Yud means Lashon Asid. By Shlomo HaMelech with Taka, not worry. But what's going to be another person that's going to come in another generation? Not going to be Shlomo HaMelech. So he interprets that he has a long arichas to explain. That was the hashash over here by Moshe Rabbeinu also. That true, maybe now you're right, but there are going to be other mitzvahs in the future where other people are going to give also time of the Torah, and they're going to say, well, since the reason doesn't apply, so the mitzvah doesn't apply. So that was the taina that the Rebbe Shlom had. That's why the Medrash puts them together. The Rebbe Shlom had a taina against Moshe Rabbeinu, the same taina that he had against Shlomo HaMelech. That it should be loy dashin the time of the crow. Don't give any pshetlach to say that whenever the reason doesn't apply, then the din doesn't apply. That's what the reform movement did. They took every single mitzvah in the Torah. They said the only reason why you're not allowed to eat pork is because of trichinosis. The Rambam. So it says on the package, if you go to the A&P, it says on the package of the pork that they sell, that if you cook it to a certain high degree, there's no chashash trichinosis. There's a mutter. No reason why the Torah said basa b'chalav is this. No reason why the Torah said this is this. No reason for Shabbos is this. So whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. So blight from the garnish, that are left with no mitzvahs at all. They're left with nothing. They've shekeled away everything. So that's what the Medrash has, the same taina against Shlomo HaMelech applied to Moshe Rabbeinu.